You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. India has removed additional duties on about half a dozen US products, including chickpeas, lentils, and apples, which were imposed in 2019 in response to America's decision to increase tariffs on certain steel and aluminium products. India had imposed these duties on 28 US products in 2019 in retaliation to the US move. The Finance Ministry, through a notification dated September 5th, informed about removal of duties on the products, including chickpeas, lentils, apples, walnut in shell and almonds fresh or dried, as well as almond shelled. The move comes ahead of US President Joe Biden's visit to India to attend the G20 summit on September 9-10. Up next, Nazara Technologies announced that its board has approved an issue of equity shares having face value of Rs. 4 each to raise up to Rs. 410 crores from SBI Mutual Fund. The company is proposing to issue 57,42,296 equity shares at a price of Rs. 714 per equity share, aggregating to Rs. 409,99,99,344 to SBI Mutual Fund by way of preferential issue and private placement basis. The funds will be invested via three schemes of SBI Mutual Fund, namely SBI Multicap Fund, SBI Magnum Global Fund, and SBI Technology Opportunities Fund. While SBI Multicap Fund will be investing about Rs. 200 crore, SBI Magnum Global Fund is investing about Rs. 120 crore, and SBI Technology Opportunities Fund is investing the remaining Rs. 90 crore. Moving on, India is poised to host the G20 summit in New Delhi, scheduled for September 9-10. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his admiration for the Nataraja statue installed at Bharat Mandapam, the convention center set to host critical G20 summit meetings. The Nataraja statue made of Ashtadhatu is installed at the Bharat Mandapam. He responded to a post by the Indira Gandhi National Center for the Arts, which highlighted that the statue, crafted from Ashtadhatu, is a towering 27 feet in height and weighs 18 tons. It was skillfully sculpted by the renowned artist Radhakrishnan Sthapathi from Swami Malai in Tamil Nadu along with his team, accomplishing this remarkable feat in just 7 months. In the latest from tech, Apple is reportedly breaking banks and spending millions every day to ace the AI race, according to a report from The Information. Cupertino's tech giant is working across several teams to produce AI models. The Information's report added that Apple's conversation AI took is called Foundational Models, and it has around 16 members, including former Google staff. The project is being led by none other than Apple's head of AI, John G. Andrea, who took charge in 2018 to improve its assistance tool, Siri, and the update is on cards with iOS 17. Going into more detail, there is a visual intelligence unit working on an image generation model, similar to Midjourney or OpenAI's DALL-E 2. Meanwhile, according to a Wall Street Journal's report, China has reportedly prohibited central government officials from using iPhones. The reports indicate that managers have been conveying this ban to their employees through chat groups and meetings. CNN attempted to contact China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Apple for comments but has not received a response as of yet. A source familiar with Chinese central government agencies informed CNN that Chinese officials had been unofficially avoiding iPhones even before the pandemic, despite the absence of a formal policy. In other news, the local authorities running Britain's second-largest city, Birmingham, have shifted focus on maintaining vital services as they declared the council effectively bankrupt due to an annual budgetary shortfall of millions of pounds. Birmingham City Council, which is run by the opposition Labour Party and is the largest local authority in Europe, comprising over 100 councillors, issued a Section 114 notice on Tuesday to say that all new expenditures, with the exception of protecting vulnerable people and statutory services, will stop immediately. The council said the dire financial situation arose as it must fund an equal pay liability that has accrued to date in the region of GBP 650 million to GBP 760 million, but it does not have the resources to do so. Lastly, in the heart of New Delhi, the clock ticks down to the highly anticipated G20 summit, and the city is busy with frenzied preparations, intricate traffic maneuvers, and an aura of heightened security. This global convergence, where leaders from every corner of the world unite, marks an epical moment for India. While the national capital remains under watch by the various security agencies, the venue of the G20 summit, Bharat Mandapam, has stricter regulations in place. The authorities released a list of items that are a complete no-no at the venue. Items like remote control car keys, cameras, flasks, among other things, are not allowed inside the venue. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.